Unto you in peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, another person who saw the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he could not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he was inspired by the Spirit to come into the temple. Now the power brought in the son of Jesus to do to him according to the custom of the law. He took him up in his arms and blessed him and said, Lord, now let us bring thy servant to peace and peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of your people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people, Israel. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ, which is a man most want to see before he dies? There might be many responses to that inquiry. A man might wish to see his own reputation secured, his name honored, his family prosperous. But Simeon, this man about whom God speaks as being one who is just and devout, Simeon had a different desire. His desire had no narrow reference to himself. The one thing that he wanted was to see the unfolding of God's plan for his people. If just once he could look upon the face that had the light of God, then he could die content. So when the babe Jesus was placed in his arms, somehow he knew that this desire had been satisfied. The beginning of man's salvation. Lord, now let us thou thy servant depart in peace. According to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Let's look at Simeon's glorious declaration and apply it to our own experience as we come to the table of our Lord today. First of all, Simeon was a grand vision. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. For Christ, and Christ is salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 reminds us.
For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And our Lord Jesus himself, in St. John 14:6, responded to the question of Thomas. The Thomas about whom we heard in the Gospel lesson today, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. A grand vision, also a glorious departure is noted here. Now let us thou thy servant depart in peace. And the word which is translated depart here is a Greek word which also is used to describe the setting free of a slave. More than that, there was a growing awareness that Simeon knew, for he speaks of the light to lighten the Gentiles. God's grace was not to be limited to Israel alone. The glory of Israel was not in keeping this treasure for itself. Its glory should be in making its life in Messiah a light to lighten the Gentiles. Something for all people, all mankind, was
who have excelled in this salvation. Three, to be coming to the table of our Lord, and we will hear at the conclusion, depart in peace. Why is that? Why are those words spoken? Is it not because we too have had in this hour the same experience as Simeon, the grand vision? Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. This is my body. This is my blood. Here we see God's salvation, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins, for our salvation. Scripture, his written word. Sacrament, his visible word. I love the way that Luther, in his large catechism, conjoins the important relationship between the written and the visible word and his description of the sacrament of the altar. He puts it this way: with this word, you can strengthen your conscience and declare, let a thousand, a 100,000 devils, with all the fanatics, rush forward and say, how can bread and wine be Christ's body and blood? Still, I know that all the spirits and scholars put together have less wisdom than the divine majesty has in his little finger. Here we have Christ's word. Take ye, this is my body. Think of it, all of you. This is the new covenant in my blood. Here we shall take our stand and see who dares to instruct Christ and also what he has spoken. It is true indeed that if you take the word away from the element, of you them apart from the word, you have nothing but ordinary bread and wine. But if the word remain, as is right and necessary, then in virtue of them, they are truly the body and blood of Christ. For as we have it from the lips of Christ, so it is. He cannot lie or deceive. My eyes have seen your salvation, the grand vision. And also the glorious departure, depart in peace. Go now, as you have come in faith, go now in the peace of his presence. The Lord is with you. So even though death overtakes you, go in the assurance of pardon. Go in peace, in the sphere of peace. Not go with peace as though we carry peace with us as a lucky charm, but go into that treasure house toward peace and find there the fulfillment of all of your aspirations, all of the desires of your heart. Remember also that the word depart means the setting free of a slave. For the slavery and the bondage of a life without Jesus Christ. In Vicky Baum's novel, Grand Hotel, we hear the honored doctor say something significant. Does life exist at all in the way you imagine it? The real thing is always going on somewhere else. When you're young, you think it will come later. Later on, you think it was earlier. When you are here, you think it is rare. In India or Australia or Timbuktu or somewhere, but when you get there, you find that life is doubled down. And it's quietly waiting here. Here, in the very spot you ran away from. It's the same with life as it is with the butterfly collector and the swallow bird. As you see it flying away, it is wonderful. But as soon as it is caught, the colors are gone. And the wings are dark. Yes, that is life. Life without Christ at the center. The bondages, the slavery of such a life. But we who have come to Him in the power of the Holy Spirit, Him
This one who died on that cross to set us free. I told you, depart, be loose from life slaveries and bondages. Depart. Depart into peace. And then that growing awareness. Remember that we are Simeon and not the teacher's treasure to ourselves. Our glory is that we are a light to lighten the Gentiles, all the world unto. Lo, I am with you, yes, the word of Christ. To have is not to own, but to owe. To have the gospel is not to own it, but to owe it. As the communion service is about to conclude, I ask the elder assistant, has everyone been saved? He replied, yes. But as he answered, it seems that on the back wall of the church, under the cross, I could see men, women from Japan and Korea, Africa, India, China, rise up and cry out, no, we have not been saved. No one has ever broken the bread of life to us. Sudden, before my inward open vision, millions of faces crowded up to my view, sad eyes that said, for us is no provision, give us your Savior too. Give us, they cried, your cup of consecration, never to our outstretched hands, tis past. We long for the Christ of all nations, and oh, we die so fast. We who today see his salvation must not rest until all men see it with us. The grand vision, the glorious potential, the growing awareness, the Spirit of God is creating all of this in your heart and mind through this world right now. The peace of God. The peace of God which passes all human comprehension. So mind God over your heart and your mind, that's the sentinel God in his place. Through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, and to life everlasting. Amen.